Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of the fear of the Lord. And we've been talking about this for some time. We've talked about what the fear of the Lord is, to stand in awe of Him in reverential respect, walking uprightly in holiness before Him, hating evil. Remember, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom in your life. And by the fear of the Lord, we depart from evil. It is something we learn as we hear the Word and we have a heart that's right before Him, and we are hearers and doers of the Word consistently, being obedient, being a tither, turning away from areas of sin, having a heart that is serving God with singleness of heart, being a praiser and a worshiper of Him, walking uprightly, delighting greatly in His commandments, and perfecting holiness through the fear of the Lord as we cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of flesh and spirit, crucifying the flesh and casting out all the demonic spirits. Also, we develop the fear of the Lord as we have a heart that's tender before Him, not a hard heart, and as we humble ourselves, not high-minded, but we have the fear of the Lord, and we learn to speak what He says. We don't oppress others. We don't take advantage of them. We don't rule over people with severity. Instead, we minister life to them. That shows the fear of the Lord. Remember the fact that as you have change in your life, that shows the fear of the Lord. The Bible says, because you have no changes, you fear not God. If you have the fear of the Lord, there will be change in your life, and you'll be fellowshipping with those who are true believers who have the fear of God. Remember, the fear of the Lord is your treasure. And as you have that fear of God before you, you'll have one heart, you'll have one way before God, and it'll be for your good as you work out your salvation in the fear of the Lord, and you serve Him with godly fear as you're in the position of ruling and reigning in the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll walk in faith, not in unbelief. You'll not be in doubt. You'll walk in faith, and you will be doing what the Word says, entering into the promises of God, also saving others with fear, bringing them out of the area of bondage, and hating even your garment to be spotted with anything of the flesh. This is what God is doing in our life. He's developing you in the fear of the Lord. And what happens? The blessings of God will come on you and overtake you. And we've been talking about that in the last broadcast. We pointed out that He honors those that fear the Lord. He also teaches us in the way that He chooses, and our soul will dwell at ease, and we will inherit the promises of God. Also, when we have the fear of God before us, the secret of the Lord, He'll reveal His secrets unto us and show us His covenant. And great goodness is laid up for those that fear the Lord, and it's shown because we truly trust in Him. He'll hide you from the secret of the presence of the pride of man, and He'll hide you and keep you from in a pavilion from the strife of tongues, because you're going to walk in the fear of the Lord. We also saw that the eye of the Lord's upon those that fear Him, upon those that hope in His mercy. God's eye will be upon you. He's looking out for you when you walk in the fear of the Lord. Psalms 34:7, the angel of the Lord camps round about those that fear Him and delivers him. God will deliver you, praise God, if you have the fear of the Lord. The angels don't automatically encamp round about a person. They're not, as people want to claim that verse in Psalms 91, the angel of the Lord will have charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. But here it says the angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear Him. If you don't have the fear of the Lord and you're walking in His ways, the angels are not going to be protecting you. It also says that they will deliver you. They're involved in your deliverance from the works of the enemy. When we have the fear of the Lord, there's no want to those that fear Him. There won't be any lack. God will meet every need in your life. We saw that in Psalms 34:9. We're not going to want any good thing. He's going to teach us the fear of the Lord as we hearken unto Him. And we're going to see that we're going to have the life of God. We're going to love many days. We're going to have long life. And His salvation is nigh those that fear the Lord. We also saw in Psalms 103 that great is the mercy of God towards those that fear Him. His mercy from everlasting to everlasting comes upon those that have the fear of God before them. very important that you have the fear of the Lord. It's evidenced by your trust in Him. When you have that trust in Him, He will be your help and He will be your shield. Psalms 115, verse 11. And He will bless you. And this is very important that you have the fear of the Lord. And we're leaving off in Psalms 119, verse 38, where it says, "Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear." If you want the word of God established in your life, you've got to have the fear of the Lord, because the fear of the Lord will always choose the word, not let the devil come and take it out of the midst of your heart after you've heard it. Remember, the devil's going to come for the word's sake. If you have the fear of the Lord before you, you will do the word, you will hear the word, you will keep the word in the midst of your heart. You won't walk contrary to it, and therefore the word will be established in your heart. In Psalms 128, "Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walks in His ways." It says, "You'll eat the fruit, the labor of your hands. You'll be happy. It'll be well with you. Your wife will be a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Your children will be like olive plants round about the table. And you'll be blessed." The person who fears the Lord, that man shall be blessed greatly. Psalms 145, verse 18. "The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him." Do you have some desires that God's placed in you, and you want to see those be fulfilled? Your desires will be fulfilled for those that fear Him. He will hear your cry, and He will save you. He will save them, the Bible says. This shows you the fact that the fulfillment of your desires will be in proportion to the development of learning the fear of the Lord. In Psalms 127, verse 11, "The Lord takes pleasure in them that fear Him, in those that hope in His mercy." God takes pleasure in you when you have the fear of God. And it's also evident that you have the fear of God because you're walking by faith and you're hoping, you're expecting the mercy of God to come to pass in your life. In Proverbs 10, verse 27, "The fear of the Lord prolongeth days." There's a great blessing. It'll cause you to have long life. It prolongs your days. It says the years of the wicked will be shortened. In Proverbs 13, verse 13, here's another promise, blessing, that we will be rewarded when we have the fear of the Lord. It says, "Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment," that's one who hears and does it, "shall be rewarded." As you have the fear of God about His commandments, the Word of God, then God says He is going to reward you, praise the Lord. Remember Cornelius, Acts 10, verse 2, he was a devout man. He was one that feared God with all his house. And he gave alms to the people and prayed to God always. He was one who had the fear of the commandment, and he was rewarded greatly as the Holy Spirit was poured out upon his house when the gospel came to the Gentiles, and he was born again and received the Holy Spirit, him and those that were in his house. What caused that? Because he was fearing the Lord. He had the reverential respect and awe of God, and because of that, God took notice, and he was rewarded. In Proverbs 14, verse 26, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence." The fear of the Lord, remember, is not being afraid of God. The fear of the Lord is the reverential respect and awe of Him, and you're developing a personal relation and fellowship with Him. It's not going to cause you to be drawing back from Him. Instead, you draw nigh to Him, and He draws nigh to you. And it's the development of this relationship and fellowship with Him. "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence," praise God. You'll have strong confidence because you'll know God. You'll know what He's going to do. You'll be obedient to Him. You'll know His word works, and you're going to see victory. And it says, "His children shall have a place of refuge." In Proverbs 14:27, "The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death." Praise God, when we walk according to His word, that fountain of life is going to spring up and it's going to deliver us. We will depart from the snares of death. Remember, the law, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Proverbs 15:16, "Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith." It's better for you to have little in life with the fear of the Lord than to have all this treasure, all these things. That without the fear of the Lord, you're going to have trouble. Proverbs 19, verse 23, "The fear of the Lord tendeth to life." It tends to life. "He that hath it shall abide satisfied." Do you want to be satisfied in life? In the measure that you've developed the fear of the Lord in your life, you will be abiding satisfied. And it says, he shall not be visited with evil. What a tremendous promise. That's Proverbs 19:23. It tends to life, you'll abide satisfied, and you will not be visited with evil. Proverbs 22:4, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. God will bless you with riches and honor and life when you have humility and the fear of the Lord in you. God wants us to be choosing the fear of the Lord and established in it. You know, in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11 to 13, it says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. You know, when someone sows evil things, they just don't have calamities normally that happen immediately. Often the sentence is not executed speedily. Though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, those that are walking in the fear of the Lord before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days. He's actually shortening his days, whether he realizes it or not. It says, why? Because he fears not before God. The fear of the Lord will have effect upon the length of your life. Be sure that you're walking in the fear of the Lord. You know, Jesus was one who had the fear of God before him. It said the Spirit of the Lord was upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding and counsel and might and knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And it said in Isaiah 11:3 that it made him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. This shows you that when you have the fear of the Lord, you'll be in a position for quick understanding to come to you, and you'll see things as God sees. You won't judge after the sight of your eyes or reprove after the hearing of your ears. Instead, you'll see things as God sees. And we want to see as God sees, not as man sees. And this is because of the fear of the Lord. You'll have the quick understanding, and you'll be able to discern things accurately. We're going to talk more on this subject next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.